press record.
Yeah, but record brings me back to there. Radio
transmission. Oh, darn.
Fronted by the man much given to frank and fearless and usually accurate condemnation of the awful beings which inhabit the world of popular music.
The superhero.
Welcome to the live and direct in the studio Crossfighter and Dr. Groove. Iver a six. What kind of terrible Irish Gaelge, Gael Goss, Gaelge Berlge is that?
I shouldn't say, Pat.
Crossfighter's with us tonight with his ADHD t-shirt, which was a big hit this electric picnic. I saw three or four people. I tried to start a conversation with them and they all got distracted and they all ran away. Exactly. So now you're really lucky. There's lots of people in the studio. Most of them don't have a name. The Soviet engineer is what's the word? Sick. That's right, sick again. All right.
Sick.
Yeah.
Is she sick?
Oh, oh, sorry, that was a bit pejorative. That again part, anyway, at least.
She's ailing.
Oh, very good. Really, oh, so clever. Wow.
There's a cat.
There is a cat. Yeah, that's Pushkin. Black and white. Because Pushkin, the Russian poet, had a father who was from Nigeria, would you believe? And a mother who's from Russia. So that's how you can remember his name. Black and white. So we went to Electric Picnic. We've had some marriage experiences. As in going to marriages.
Yeah, overrated.
And Kwasi can tell you about that. And being treated badly in a 4-star hotel. Shock and horror. And did you see any films at all?
Loads.
Maybe we'll talk about them.
No, actually not many.
Not really, no.
One or two.
Okay, grand. And is there anything else that's really exciting that happened in the last... I went on my holidays.
Oh, you talk about your holidays.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about sure, you want to see some holiday photos?
Holiday snaps.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything involving nudity is good.
Why did you tell us about your first track? Because it's called some of them Melodica Death something ship.
Melodica Death.
And why is it called that? Who are these people? I haven't heard anything.
It's
I'm fed up with you listening to young people's music.
It's not young people. They're all aging.
Are they old people?
It's Tim from Exile Alley.
Oh right, okay, yeah.
Cy Milligan.
Oh Jesus, this is the
DJ
Irish
Mech, DJ Mech scratching birds, records with bird sounds on them, like seagulls and stuff.
This is the Irish Wu-Tang Clan, the super group, isn't it?
Sort of,
yeah. Really.
The nearest thing we're ever going to get.
Sponsored by Guinness or Jameson or...
Sponsored by putting €30 on your hotel room so that after the residence bar closes, you have some money from which you can buy more drink after 4 a.m.
See? Yeah. You can learn a lot of valuable things here. A lot of valuable things. because we put a deposit down, lads. We need some gurgle now. Mech came to my house in the mid 90s.
Did you let him
and,
in?
Yeah, unfortunately. And in the visitor's book,
he's playing
support
tonight
for you.
To Sugar Hill Garnet.
Really? Yeah. In the visitor's book, he said, "Nice gaff, but fuck all gurgle." That was really what it was. Oh, damning. I'm sure that all the houses that Mech goes to, there's always loads of booze laid on for him, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Last time I saw him was staggering outside an early morning house in Stony Bar.
Last time I saw him was lying in the Tivoli Theatre.
Really?
Mm. Lying? Oh no, actually I saw him at a
gig. Well, you were going up to him and asking him what his name was, and he was telling him it was Mick. Yeah, he was lying to you. Alright, so what track of Melodic, what is it called again? The track?
The first track.
The first track, track one.
Because it's one continuous track, because they didn't put gaps in.
Fair enough.
If they had, I could play their version 8.3, which is funny, but there you go, it can't be good.
Right, okay. So we'll play that now for you.
It's good.
All right.
We played it for 13 minutes and then suddenly brought the volume up.
That's a brilliant plan. I'd say the fans would really like that. Like, all four listeners would really go mad for that.
They go well with some Mutiny on the Bounty visuals, so if you can imagine the first film with Charles Laughton in your head while you're listening.
Was there a man in it as well?
There was a manly torso, wasn't there a thin... And coconut butter.
There was a thin Marlon Brando in that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I think he was the guy who stood up to Bligh. Yeah, he was the first Christian Fletcher, exactly. There you go.
Because we've been wrong about films before and we've been caught out really badly.
Mutiny and the Bounty's a good one though, you know.
We were caught out.
Nice illustration of the British Navy there, boy.
We were caught out about Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, we'll be talking about the Navy as well. Oh yeah, Irish Navy. Yeah, exactly. They've been involved, busy sailing their gunboats against and British nuclear submachines against.
I can't believe it.
That's what I say. Anyway, yeah.
Playing
so we'll
solitaire.
Play this thing now. Will we? Or we would just talk all the way through and play any music tonight? What do you want to do?
Talk.
Yeah. Shut up.
It's called Bang Out Cannons.
Bang Out Cannons. Cool.
Cannons.
That's how the legend started.
What legend?
That it's a phantom ship.
But I don't believe in that.
Well, you'd better prepare yourself to see the galleon.
Sound very like Massive Attack with Grace Jones.
That was Kwasi explaining the meaning of it all. That was Kwasi explaining about how nobody knows about Grace Jones because we were at the Electric Picnic.
Grace Jones.
And we sound really old now, but I had to say there wasn't enough toilets.
Toilets was a disgrace. And that little mouthpiece for John Reynolds, the ticket, did you read it?
The one thing complaints about the toilets, but it's festival. The toilets are all terrible at the festival.
Who's the mouthpiece for John Reynolds?
The ticket.
That guy, Carroll. Jim Carroll. Jim Carroll's been living off my ideas for years, generations. Yeah. Anyway, but so what did you like and what didn't you like? I loved Faust, I have to say. Faust were fantastic. I mean, Faust were the archetypical German. They threw grass at us and they told us it was great to be a vegetarian. And lots of people had, there was outbreaks of asthma attacks and all sorts of sneezing going on and everything. And I don't know if those people were vegetarians, but they didn't look pleased wiping the grass off them. Then there was two pieces of art on each side, simultaneous piece of art. And then Zappi. Zappi? Is it Zappi? I think Zappi is the drummer. And there's another guy who's the bass player, and that's basically the band, and they keep getting young people in all the time.
But the guy doing the red picture was actually
he's actually an artist.
No, he's Nurse With Wound.
Yeah, that's right. Stephen Stapleton or something,
yeah,
isn't
it?
He lives in Sligo,
Death Festival.
He is playing at Death Festival. But we're getting distracted here. So Faust were great.
Distracted from what?
What I liked about Zappi was Zappi just started taking down all his drums, all his bits of sheet metal that he plays the drums with. Everyone else came to the front of the stage to do a nice bow and stuff like that. And Zappi was just, take the shit down. Next gig, just you know. No messing. Yeah, exactly.
Techno.
Functional.
Something. Oh, it was great.
Zappi looks like he's been packing away the batter burgers.
He certainly did.
Which reminds me, we did spend the whole of the Electric Picnic with Balkan Warlord. You might have seen him if you were there. He had a little pink bandana on, a black hat, and carried a big stick and waved it. And he smiled graciously, but I wouldn't like to go on the wrong side of him, I tell you.
That earring as well was sinister.
Sinister. And you didn't see any of the Sex Pistols? You were probably busy in the dance tent. It was fucking smelled of piss.
I was looking for my Diplo mode selector.
Yeah, Diplo mode selector.
And I got lost, and I saw the ballet dancers on the stalks, who were quite good.
On the springs. Soviet engineer thinks they were the best thing about Electric Picnic. Which is fine, yeah, it's grand. But, like, you know. Yeah, I suppose. You should go to Electric Picnic for that. You hardly go for that. And apparently nobody knows who Grace Jones is. Nobody young knows who Grace Jones is.
Yeah, that was a bit sad.
How can people forget a woman who's got legs that go up to her armpits?
You can forget someone if you never remembered them. If you never ascertained them.
Speaking of which, in the last episode we were talking about the imposing end of this planet. We'll have to go back to Sputterky, but like everybody else is fucked. So the powers that be had to come up with a cover story. But you might have heard about this thing that they've leaked. Thing that they're doing in CERN, which is just a perfect cover story. Because they can't show the insignificance of this planet. Because it's just going to get blasted out for the sake of this hyperspace bypass. So, pretty interesting, isn't it?
Fascinating,
the way they spin stories like that.
Who cares anymore? I can't care anymore, but... God almighty enough.
The weather is just too bad in this planet anyway. Yeah. We need a new planet.
They're annoying.
Yeah, they are annoying. Just they're always whinging about their stuff.
They're starting to bug me.
They're all always whinging about the same things and they can't seem to get anything right.
Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Moan, whinge.
Middle of October then. Whoa,
yeah, middle of October. We return to Sputterky. It's fantastic.
If they can align their fucking, get the beams right and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
we might have to use a bit of Sputterky magic to get the beams to align.
Doesn't really matter. It's
I
nothing.
Don't think their earth magnets
it's are nothing to do with. Yeah, their earth magnets are insignificant like their planet. It's nothing to do with them. It's whether the demolition crew decide to start working mid October or not.
Okay.
because they're currently in contract negotiations.
Grumpy bollocks is those.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I heard actually the head of the union is a bit mad.
The union?
Yeah, yeah, of the demolition crew.
Is there?
Yeah, and some of the boys are in protesting in the office. Have you heard about that? Yeah.
I heard
some of them are building a wall. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
They said they've walled themselves in.
Yeah, walled themselves in. So we know everything that's going on. It's just terrible. It's like being bats, you know, with super sensitive. What are those things that they have? No. Wings. No, sonar, bell, ears, yes. Bats have ears. You've heard it first.
They use their ears.
We have a guest, so we have guests in the studio.
The guest is laughing.
Yeah, the guest is laughing. He's going to introduce the next track.
Can we get him?
Because the next track is, you'll have to come over here and speak closer to the machine. This primitive technology. Oh, yes, and the fire crackling in the background.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, I decided that seeing as it was recording on a Sunday and despite the
spooky.
Spooky.
Ooh, somebody does not want this track to be played.
Yeah, seeing it was a Sunday, I thought I should introduce you alien heathens to a bit of the good gospel.
Gospel.
According to a certain Mr. Dick Gawkin. Tells it his special way, perhaps not the way you heard it at Sunday school. So,
that's good.
Roll
and great.
Thanks,
okay.
Special guest.
The Romans were the masters when Jesus walked the land. In Judea and in Galilee they ruled with an iron hand. And the poor were sick with hunger, and the rich were clothed in splendor, and the rebels, whipped and crucified, hung rotting as a warning. And Jesus knew the answer, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, said love your enemies. But Judas was a zealot and he wanted to be free. Resist, he said, the Romans' tyranny. Now Jesus was a conjurer, and miracles were his game. And he fed the hungry thousands, and they glorified his name. He cured the lame and the lepers, and he calmed the wind and the weather. And the wretched flocked to touch him, so their troubles would be taken. And Jesus knew the answer. All you who labor, all you who suffer, only believe in me. But Judas sought a world where no one starved or begged for bread. The poor are always with us, Jesus said. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Now Jesus sowed division where none had been before. Not the slave against the master, but the poor against the poor. Set son to rise up against father, and brother to fight against brother. For he that is not with me is against me, was his teaching. Said Jesus, I am the answer. You unbelievers shall burn forever, shall die in your sins. Not sheep and goats, said Judas, but together we may dare shake off the chains of tyranny we share. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Jesus stood upon the mountain with a distance in his eyes. I am the way, the life, he cried, the light that never dies. So renounce all earthly treasures and pray to your heavenly Father. And he pacified the hopeless with the hope of life eternal. Said Jesus, I am the answer, and you hunger, only remember. God's in heaven. So Jesus preached the other world, but Judas wanted this, and he betrayed his master with a kiss. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. By sword and gun and crucifix, Christ's gospel has been spread. 2,000 cruel years have shown the way that Jesus led. The heretics burned in torture, and the butcher and bloody crusaders, the bombs and rockets sanctified that rained down death from heaven. They followed Jesus, they knew the answer. All unbelievers must be believers, or else be broken. So place no trust in saviors, Judas said, for everyone must be to his or her own self a son.
Marker.
We're just discussing the fact that Crossfader is in terrible, poor broadcasting form, isn't that right?
Oh, he said I'd say hello to Rebecca.
Said you'd say hello to Rebecca. This is some sort of earthling. You've got a some friendship going on, is it?
Earth friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
No tentacles there, baby.
Well, you know what I mean. All I'm saying is that there wouldn't be any point in major commitments right now. You know, because you've got to think about
the end.
Yeah, exactly. Mid October. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, know that actually.
Well, you just got to hope that people aren't paying attention to the show. But given that it's podcasting, I don't think we have to worry about that. Somebody described podcasting
funny
as
how you can find
millions of radio stations and zero listeners.
True.
I'm making a program for myself, actually.
You start to find things without tentacles can be attractive after a while.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you don't miss the tentacles.
I miss the suckers a bit, but not the actual tentacles, no.
You shouldn't really miss suckers, not on Earth, because the Earth is full of
suckers.
I'll be here all week.
Not enough of them for this podcast.
Then my start will be in Vegas. I was going to give out about the Sex Pistols, but I don't see there's any point in giving out about Sex Pistols.
No, giving out about the Sex Pistols is an oxymoron.
Exactly, mate.
That's what
I just entertain us. I am going to have your cigarettes until you can learn to police yourselves. That's what he said.
Don't play into
because people were bottling them off the stage, and you can't blame them for that either. But it's kind of like, you know, giving out about a band that are just simply a bunch of entertainers in their, late 40s, early 50s? No, he must be even older than that.
Mid 50s,
nearly 60s.
Steal the ramps.
It's the same way, I used to get annoyed about hip-hoppers because they were always talking about the streets. And you know what? They were living in Beverly Hills. You know, what streets? The cleanest streets in the world. The ones where they have, private cops to get rid of vagrants or anybody who actually can't afford to drive around in a brand new Mercedes. So, bizarre. That's what all I thought. There's an element in me that always wants me to do Vegas humor like that. You know, like the really cheap joke. Cheap jokes. And I was going to talk about your recent wedding experiences.
The cheese.
You know, because you went to a wedding with a vegan, didn't you?
Oh.
In Ireland, that's always a fun experience.
He has a hard time.
He's afflicted, isn't he, the poor lad?
Yeah. It's always a new mystery every time it comes up.
Vegetables, no dairy products.
I do not eat cheese and dairy products. And then they always go, we'll see if the chef can whip something up.
At this very short notice,
even though you've been told months beforehand. I was telling him you should mark the box and then beside it put, it is okay for me to eat the following items. Couscous, rice.
Yeah.
Beans.
That's true, yeah. If the chef can actually manage that.
He was actually saying some people think that vegan means it's just you're on some sort of weird slimming kind of diet.
A vegan thing.
They give you a bit of lettuce, a bit of tomato.
Really?
It's like, oh, you can't eat. Oh, that's all.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, the chef is fine with that. The chef is fine with not doing you anything. The reason why I was going to say that was like I was at a, actually went to a wedding in recently where I did the ceremony. I conducted the ceremony.
You were the priest.
Yeah, in a way, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, go away with yourself.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do was
You're making it up.
No, because it happened in Italy. I was over in Italy.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't
worry.
Dr. Groove.
The reason why.
Are you about to cast?
See, it was like a very small place, and the mayor came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he got them married in this little village in Italy.
Yeah.
But the mayor wears a little tricolour, and it's all about the Italian constitution and how important it is to remain in the family, you know, because the state wants you to remain in the family and don't stay outside of that or don't mess things up. But they had 121 guests, so they wanted to do some other. There wasn't enough room for them to do all, for everyone to see this little thing. So they did another thing in the gardens of the hotel. A kind of commitment ceremony of some sort.
All right.
But my biggest temptation was to pick on a kind of like, you know, just a woman in the audience at the very start and go, "Hey, darling, do you want to earn $16 the hard way?" What a way to start off a wedding, eh? That would have been fun. But needless to say, I suppressed that urge. And instead, I was very statesman-like.
At the wedding I was at.
Here, give me that. I'm going to cue that up. Try and be professional, for God's sake.
The bride got the vegan to play.
For Nietzsche's sake.
For Nietzsche's sake.
For Nietzsche. Nietzsche's my nigger.
Nietzsche's my nigger. Anyway.
Word. Keep going.
Dog.
Yeah, keep moving, dog. They call each other that.
The bride got the vegan to play a song by Johnny Cash, which was it's like 25 minutes before getting home.
Yeah.
And the bridegroom was looking around in bewilderment, and the bride was laughing her head off behind the curtains.
Wow.
It would have been even better if they had a lowered little noose down, but I guess the budget didn't stretch.
They did. But so the groom looked pretty nervous in that scenario.
Looked a wee bit flinchy.
A little bit flinchy. Flinchy, is that a word?
Yeah, probably it is now.
It is now.
Exactly.
It's on the internet, it must be a word.
Okay, so this is Faust. We're going to hear next.
Goethe.
It's a, yeah.
Goethe's Faust.
So,
is Faust not the devil?
Of course not.
Faust is sold to the devil.
The devil's still the devil.
Yeah, Goethe.
Has anyone had that?
How do you say that? How do you say that poet? Is it Goethe? Goethe?
Goethe.
Goethe.
I always wanted to read that.
We're in a happy position because our guest is very educated and well-travelled.
He's polysyllabic.
Unlike us. We just come from a different planet. But he's been to many of your little countries. Yeah, and cantons and various areas. So, Goethe.
He does after-dinner speaking.
Very good. Oh, look at that. Oh, this is a song called Jennifer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, by Faust, which is comes from the thing.
Long crowd rock epic.
It's got great guitar stuff at the end. You can really rock out to this. I'd suggest putting headphones on and turning it really up. And hopefully you're listening to this in work and you're not doing anything.
The horrible home that the
hopefully you're on the DOS. You're on the DOS.
You're not going to compress it too much this time, right?
I don't compress anything.
You compress it a lot.
Only your aura and ego, Crossfader. That's the only thing.
That's uncompressible.
No, we have to compress that. We have to compress it.
You can try.
Well, yeah, we have to make efforts, you know? We have to fucking... If we find a black hole, that's what we're going to be doing. The black hole would be like that.
Leave room for the others. They have egos too.
Yeah, so anyway, marriage is the lesson is...
Marriage is the final blow.
It is the final blow, that's right.
After a long series.
After a long series, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
not the marriage.
Walk up the gallows.
God almighty, you've done everything. You had sex with my brother.
I'm sure
it would
be fantastic. I just got a text message saying two friends of mine have got engaged. I'm so...
How lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Uninspired by the whole prospect of another wedding, but there you go. Oh, but we have to congratulate. Alex because he's got engaged.
Has he?
Yeah, well, he's one of our listeners. He likes Led Zepp, but this is kind of
in
like
between
Led
rounds of golf. Alex do be listening to us.
Yeah, he was golf obsessed in the summer. That seems to have calmed down.
Brilliant.
But anyway, yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, I mean, it would be calmed down. Look at this weather. You don't be calm about anything. You'd be doing. It's a weather for rugby. I think just hitting things really hard. Yeah.
Weather for swimming.
Well, anyway, do we know any Jennifers? Do we?
We know one in a rude song by De La Soul.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh, Jenny.
I know Jennifer from Wicklow.
Do you? Well, we can send this out to Jennifer as well.
Okay. I'm on a MySpace with her.
Thank you. Now look, check it. It's simple. See this? This the kingpin, all right? And he the man. You get the other dude's king, you got the game.
All right, what about them little ball-headed bitches right there?
All right, these right here, these are the pawns. They like the soldiers.
So how do you get to be the king?
It ain't like that. See, the king, stay the king, all right? Everything stay who he is.
So if I make it to the other end, I win.
Nah, yo, it ain't like that. Look, the pawns, man, in the game, they get capped quick. They be out the game early.
Unless they some smart-ass pawns.
Okay, explain DJ's block.
Huh?
Explain DJ's block.
Can't.
Oh, it's very good, very good. Oh, you're way too smart for me.
Feeling very uninspired.
Crossy's refusing to look at the wire because everybody that he's met so far on planet Earth has told him it's the best thing on TV.
I am watching it.
So,
but I'm not, oh, yeah, now I'm not, we're watching, not watching it in sequence. Now I'm not watching it in the prescribed way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It just goes
yeah.
on and on. Like,
what, are you watching it out of sequence? What?
Yeah, it just I'm watching dipping
current,
in and bits.
I'm watching the current stuff and enjoying it. Like,
it just
I'm
dips
not appreciating
in and
the full significance of what's going on because I haven't been educated.
That's true, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still use it the same way as I did before on TG4 to put me to sleep at night.
TG Carr. Jesus Christ, TG4. It was like Hando 6. Hando 6 a minute ago, and now it's TG4. What kind of crazy gobbledygook? You shouldn't be getting away with that. Tell us about the bridge. What? Where about the bridge? Yeah, Churlis Changa. Churlis Changa?
The bridge? Which bridge?
The bridge. Where you can. Yeah, take me to the bridge. The bridge. Where that bridge? That bridge, where does it go?
The bridge. Bridge nowhere.
The bridge, yeah, the Starship Enterprise.
James Brown's coded attempt to tell the world that he is actually an alien.
As if we didn't.
I saw the
what
picture.
What am I doing on the stage? Take me to the bridge so I can speak to the captain. And get
bring
me
to the
exactly,
holodeck.
Yeah. You cannot defy the laws of physics unless you're working in CERN. What about the thing about it? James Brown, it's quite obvious that James Brown was an alien. Did you ever see that picture?
Yeah.
His arrest photograph. Where he got arrested. He was on like PCP. He'd driven through four state lines and he left a trail of like beating up women in three states behind him. And like his hair was all out the hair. Like it's just completely fucking wired.
James Brown.
Yeah, that's really James Brown. Yeah.
He looked like one of the guys in The Wire.
He kept driving across state lines looking for the bridge.
Where's the bridge?
Where's the bridge? There's got to be a bridge here somewhere.
Ten cops went out and went, you're coming.
We got a bridge, yeah. We got a bridge for you. Bridge over troubled water. So that kind of ties in with this tune, doesn't it?
Oh, the Flying Lizards, yeah. They did that other one that you were singing in.
Everyone's a bit jumpy about that with those manoeuvres now, right?
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to happen next.
Digestive crisis.
Let's see if we can all make it to the end of this program alive. Prog 6 alive, eh?
Digestive crisis.
I've got that Klingons off the starboard bow in my head now.
That's always going to happen in this show.
Off,
just because we're all fucking...
It's jammed in hard.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
spent one summer working in London where we had a minibus drove us out to... factory we were working in,
and that was a hit at the time
just outside London, and
yeah.
It was a hit, so it meant in the course of the like 1 hour drive out there you'd hear it six or seven times.
That's shit, unbelievably.
Wow.
Shit.
Yeah. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
We
did a silly show on Radio Liffa,
they called it,
we got loads of texts actually this
yeah.
time, we got a lot of texts.
Earworms
yep,
is so. What they're called now.
And the only way to get rid of it is to have an even more persistent and worse one. Which is not much of a cure. It's a heroin medicine.
The one I sing, there's one I sing actually, the one about, I think it's Tiffany.
I think we're alone.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that really is unbelievable.
That's a great cover of that.
Yeah.
Who's
when it gets in though, it's really difficult to get out. Really difficult.
There's a science fiction book based on the called The Space Merchants.
It makes sense. I think it's
over. Lots of people have, you know, telepathic power, so it's become possible to commit any crime because as soon as you think of it, people
get Tiffany playing in your head.
So this guy wants to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So what he works out is the thing is to have some really annoying kind of advertising tune going in your head all the time.
Yeah.
So all the telepaths go, oh, I'm not going there.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't hear what's going on.
I'll tell you, Tiffany would do it, or to pow China in your hand.
Power ballads.
Oh yeah, that's another really good one.
Journey.
When I was in Barcelona, I straddled the gun. And I sang that Cher track. What is it, that Cher track?
Do you believe in life?
Yeah, so whatever, you know, like, and she's on that, she's just straddling
the Navy
gun.
Guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's wearing a Borat kind of outfit. Well, it looks better on her than it did on him. But
well, that's
not
true.
Pretty
that's
much,
true.
Not
much.
It's
Cher
pretty
is
much
famous
a Borat.
For, Cher
she's
is famous
wearing,
for showing
she's
up
wearing
with
tape.
Her. Yeah, yeah. She's famous for wearing tape, exactly. Or like, she just shows up in a stocking, you know what I mean? And going like, I don't know if that's the best look. Somebody must be. I think Hollywood's the worst place on the earth for actually get anybody.
Fashion tips.
I don't know, anybody going up to you and telling you the truth. Because, you know, they're there beside Oliver Stone during the making of Alexander saying, yeah, it's a great film, Holly. Like, anybody fucking see that?
Put some more warriors in.
Yeah, you need some more Macedonians with heavy Dublin accents. That's what you need. And it's a great film. It's a great idea.
You're taking it too easy.
Yeah,
dude,
exactly.
George Bush one looks good. Looks interesting.
And, well, Colin Farrell as the son of... Who is it that, like... Who's the your one?
Oh, I don't know.
Archimedes
no,
employer.
But she's the... Like, she's really hot chick. The one who's going out with Brad Pitt.
Helen of somewhere.
You imagine having
Brangelina.
A mother. Yeah, Angelina Jolie as Colin
Lips.
Farrell's mother. I
Lips.
Mean, what's going
no.
on there? It's just ridiculous.
She's not hot, by the way.
Oedipus. Anti-Oedipus. You tell me.
Anti-Oedipus and Uncle Penelope.
Yeah, who was reading that book, Anti-Oedipus? What's that about?
Deleuze.
Deleuze.
And Guattari.
This is one of those, Jesus Christ.
At least he's against the whole Oedipus thing, which is good.
Yeah, at least he is, but why does he have to write it uninterpretable? Those days are over. You can't get away with writing shite and books.
Oh, no, you can always get away with
making very big careers.
It's actually more popular.
Shit.
It's more popular.
More
than
popular
ever.
Now than ever.
Let's
shocking.
Make it as indecipherable.
I thought
as possible.
That was
there is a Deleuze camp happening in Germany next summer.
A Deleuze camp.
A Deleuze camp. Yeah.
Is it on a thousand plateaus?
It's on Facebook. Check it out.
No way.
But they're
then,
saying that there have been over 1,300 books written on Deleuze, and considering that nobody can write. Nobody can actually understand Deleuze. That
a
means
word,
that there are now one or two books have turned into 1,300 books, which are unreadable by
all
definition.
But
because
then,
the people who are writing them are trying to cover up the fact that they don't know what the fuck.
But then other people
about.
Will write commentaries on their books.
Absolutely.
That's like
just
why Finnegan's Wake was like it was a gift from the gods for English literature departments all over
so
faculties.
You mean we don't have to make sense anymore?
So where does Deleuze fall in? Is he philosophy or philosophy? Yeah, that's
Deleuze.
Easy for me to say. And maybe a bit of sociology.
Deleuze is a philosopher and Guattari was a psychologist, I think, originally, wasn't he? But then Deleuze got into...
But he's also a political activist as well.
Deleuze actually did something.
Deleuze
was the guy who went out there and then did shit. Yeah.
No, that's
well,
he was the one that made Deleuze something a bit more than a philosopher.
Yeah, Badu actually occupied Deleuze's office in 68 with all his Maoist chums. I think Badu's a bit younger than him. But I think Deleuze started off as kind of a really interesting philosopher. He wrote some great books on other philosophers. Like his one on Nietzsche is outstanding. He completely turns Nietzsche around. And it's really readable. And it's not like his own stuff, his own later stuff.
I don't want
to
admit
he
wrote one good early piece.
What was that?
After that, that's
I don't know, Deleuze, like,
report on the peasant rising in London. And after that, it's
downhill.
All you need is one good album.
Five good books, all on different philosophers. There's one on Spinoza, one on Nietzsche, one on.
And then he started writing his own stuff,
and then
it
he wrote his own
completely
stuff. And then it went to show.
Went to show.
Yeah, some. Have you got difference in repetition?
No, I haven't bothered with difference.
Say that again.
I'll give you that. I'll swap you for one of the other ones. He's entertaining.
Well,
I've got the full.
I'll be here all week. Listen, you're going to introduce the next track and you can keep doing it because I'm sure...
Difference in repetition.
I'm sure the other people... Difference in repetition. Difference in repetition.
Difference
in repetition.
Difference in
exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so tell me what the track is.
The Flying Lizards.
Okay,
you did
very good.
Thing that you, what were you singing?
Yeah, Money. It's their best track.
I want money. This
the
is
best things
good.
In life are free,
but
you can
give
that
for
the birds and bees. I want money.
That one's got quite popular.
Yeah, they've used it millions of times
this
for
is,
banks.
This is their.
Bet you they never thought that one either.
Scintillating version.
What's this version?
This
of?
Is their version of Sex Machine by James Brown. Actually, I have a good electronic.
James Brown, the man who was always looking for the
actually,
bridge
this is kind
of the Enterprise.
Okay, you ready?
Is it on?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your charm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You've got to have the feeling. Short your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up. Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
You said the feeling. You got to get that. You give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Shall I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead, take him to the bridge.
Take him onto the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge. Hit me now, come on. Come on now. Ha.
Go ahead.
Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. Ha. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, he got his.
Go ahead.
Can I count it off?
Yeah, go on.
One more time.
Take it to the bridge.
You can't do it with that accent. You have to do it with the proper plummy accent.
Take it to the
bridge. Exactly.
One more time.
Do you want to hear it one more time? Yes. That was the Flying Lizards. They're legendary. I've only heard two songs by them, and I love them.
They're pretty good.
They're both amazing. Great songs. So well done. And if they're out there, we'd love them to get in contact. I really like that posh voice as well. I think it's great.
Plummy
voice. She could do some jingles for us, you know. You're listening to Suburban Superheroes.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. So we're getting close to the end of the show because Crossy has to go off in, into the miserable weather night.
Queena, sad.
And also he's lost interest. That's why the shows get shorter and shorter because he's got ADHD.
It's hardly worth
can't focus
anymore.
For a whole entire hour on absolutely anything.
Where are we?
I don't know. We're on an insignificant planet called
Earth.
That's right, yeah. Where are we? I'd say the people last liked enjoyed the last link though, the link about Deleuze. Oh yeah, I don't think there's a better example of how
Deleuze, right planet,
exactly, yeah. Of not being on the right planet or being in a parallel universe. But I did go to a sociology thing in Barcelona, and I did find it interesting. It was like people playing with a part of your head that you don't normally use. Because I have to say, on a
that
personal
sounds like
level,
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah. They open your head and they massage a certain element of your head that you don't normally use.
Because
most of the time I'm walking around and I'm kind of going, oh, that's a pretty colour. Or, oh, look at those little toys in the window. I wish I had one of them. Or that's a...
Yourself and Deleuze would have gone on great.
That's a fantastic robot in the science fiction shop. As I said to the Soviet engineer the other day, I work on a very deeply shallow level.
You're an aesthetic problem.
Exactly. A bit like Vince Noir.
No, pick yourself up. There's always a way out of that. Yeah. I am an aesthetic philosopher.
Oh, where do we stand on organic intellectuals?
Huh?
Where do we stand on organic intellectuals?
Inorganic. I would stand on them, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
It's a good idea.
Gramsci wouldn't be happy.
It's a good idea. I don't know if they exist anymore.
Do we think Topshop Boy is an inorganic intellectual, for instance?
Topshop Boy.
You know him. You know who we're talking about.
I'd say more processed foods than organic.
Processed foods.
Craft cheese.
He's a cool plastic bullet belt, though.
Has a plastic bullet belt, which makes everything else okay. It doesn't matter if there's no thoughts going on in our head at all. Because the belt is brilliant. And the glasses, like himself, are completely see-through.
So long as he doesn't lose the lip ring, he'd be grand.
Oh, has he still got that?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Every time I meet him, I go, is it still there? Oh, thank God.
Brilliant.
That would be the last.
Life without him would be...
It's his last bit
terrible.
Of punk. It's restricted.
Last
to
bit
one.
Of punk.
One.
Okay, listen, we're going to play a song which is called, appropriately enough, it's from an album called Hymns for the Hopeless.
Can I count it off?
You can count it off anytime you like. And in the meantime, everybody who's around here, because we don't know when the whole world ends, which parallel universe we're going to, or which dimension we're going to meet each other in. Because who knows if we'll do another podcast before October. Mid-October.
Could we do one live from Sarnia?
Don't feel so worried, but yeah, we should do one live from
Sarnia. We could cover it.
We could cover it live.
Cover the end times.
It'd be like the last show. Yeah. Show from the end of the universe, we'll call
savage.
It. Yeah,
I'll say turn it off in October to save money on the electricity bill.
Stop it ruining
energy costs.
Yeah, turn it off over winter to save money.
They're doing the first...
The electricity costs
more expensive.
Winter, yeah.
They're doing the first...
Supply and demand. Yeah.
Supposedly they're doing the first actual collision in the middle of October.
I think this is called something like We'll Meet Again.
Or
something else.
They're ahead of time as well, so they might even do it early in October.
Really?
10, 9, 8.
Just count it off. That's what I say.
Can I count it?
You can indeed.
Okay,
end of the universe starting by now. Let's tick it down. Tick it. Okay, so say goodbye.
Now.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Anybody else want to say goodbye?
Fuck off.
The Emperor is back.
Nefactoria
7 is here. And our guest.
Good night, God bless.
Good night and God bless. Or Judas bless.
It's another way of looking at it. He's spoken, I suppose.
Spoken for.
He's not speaking again.
All right. And what
about
you?
Bit of raindrops.
Can you remember the question?
I've been your host.
Let's just start whenever.
How about now?
Our paths will cross. someday. Oh, mother, departed mother, oh, how we missed you so. You had a heart like no other. Oh, we hated to see you go. But our paths will cross again someday. Our paths will cross again someday.
Right.